Le Gabon se prépare à un référendum constitutionnel visant à adopter...
State media in Gabon is telling citizens that everyone 18 years and above has a civic duty to vote in the November 16 constitutional referendum. The country's transitional military rulers say if approved, the new constitution will be a major step toward restoring civilian rule in Gabon and implementing recommendations of April's National Dialogue, a nearly month-long conference on how to achieve that objective. The proposed charter established August 30 as a day of national liberation to mark the bloodless coup in which General Brice Clotaire Oligui-Nguema seized power from President Ali Bongo last year. Military leaders say the coup saved Gabon from a serious political, economic, and institutional crisis. The constitution would abolish the post of prime minister and create the post of vice president. Presidents would be directly elected by the people and limited to 2 7-year terms. The new charter would also outlaw intimate relations between people of the same sex. Some Gabonese say the referendum is being rushed. Ondobo Emmanuel is a history student at the Omar Bongo University in the capital Libreville.
Tout le monde n'a pas eu la chance de faire des études, donc il y a des illettrés, il y a des personnes qui ne sont pas...
He says Gabon's transitional government officials should have taken at least 2 months to educate people on the basic principles and laws of the nation they are proposing before convening civilians to vote in a constitutional referendum on November 16. Government officials say copies of the draft constitution have been distributed on social media platforms. However, an estimated 30% of the Central African state's civilians do not have internet access. Meanwhile, opposition parties say General Nguema has not respected his promise to restore civilian rule by making it clear in the proposed constitution that the military should not play a role in politics. Jean Delors Biyongne, a member of Gabon's constitutional committee, defends the wording of the document.
Le président Oligui-Nguema a le droit de se présenter en tant que Gabonais car aucun texte n'interdit.
Biyongne says the proposed constitution does not bar qualified civilians and Gabon's defense staff members, including transitional president General Brice Clotaire Oligui-Nguema, from running for president because it is undemocratic to restrain people who are capable from contributing to the welfare of Gabon. He says the proposed constitution is revolutionary because it sets presidential term limits and makes it possible for power to alternate. When Nguema seized power last year, he promised to restore civilian rule within 2 years. Nguema has not said if he will run for president at the end of the transitional period. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.